sort of headline about a rugby test that you want to read. The head of a circus performing group has gone public today about disgusting sexual comments her performers were subject to in the lead up to the first test between the All Blacks and the Lions in Auckland. The girls were aged between 13 and 16 years old and were performing on the streets of Kingsland, officially invited as part of the pre-match entertainment around Eden Park. Carlene Newell DeJesus is the co-artistic director of the group. And Carlene, hello to you.
Hello there.
Right, it's not good, is it? So tell us about the group. What were they performing? They were 13 to 16-year-olds. What were you performing exactly?
So Hijinks is a acrobatic circus troupe. So we use circus to sort of tell stories and do physical performance that involves lots of standing upside down, a little bit of dance, a little bit of theatre, and lots of acrobatics.
Right, so it's pretty difficult stuff, isn't it, that they're performing here? So it was, what, 5 o'clock before the test outside Eden Park or near Kingsland.
Yep.
What happened? The girls received a barrage of lewd comments?
Yes. Yeah, so the girls, we sort of set up in a changing area and then moved from that to the performance space. And literally within 30 seconds, the girls had heard the first very explicit comment. And that trend, unfortunately, sort of continued for the next 90 minutes. And I wasn't aware at how much they were having to listen to, because what sort of happened is all of them heard different things at different times from different people. And it wasn't until afterwards when we sort of realised how many comments were said and how awful the comments were.
Right, it went on for 90 minutes.
Yeah. So they were doing an installation performance, which is sort of like activating the space for a long length of time.
Okay, I don't want to go over it, obviously, because it was disgusting stuff for young girls to hear. How many instances of this sexual grubbiness? Can you give us a number?
It's really hard to give a number, like I said, because some of the comments were sort of spoken directly to the girls, and some of them were yelled across the space. But I would say that there wouldn't have been fewer than 40 or 50 comments.
40, 50, okay. And they were Lions fans predominantly, were they?
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to sort of say that it was this particular type of person, but the reality in this situation was that most of the comments came from groups of men, and while it was impossible to figure out who from the group had said the comments, most of those groups of people were people wearing Lions supporting jerseys. That's sort of an unfortunate fact to add into the mix.
Right, and they were all going along and laughing and all that sort of stuff, I guess, in support, were they? So they were boozed. Were they younger supporters?
It was a real range, yeah. So it wasn't actually just the younger ones at all. Like, a lot of the girls commented on the fact that it was sort of their dad's aged people that were making these comments, which, of course, just makes it even more horrible in a way.
I think I don't want to taint all Lions fans with this, because obviously it's not. I mean, the Lions fans overall have been fantastic. No question about that. I think they've been wonderful, but you just get the odd moron or two. Do you accept that?
I do accept that, but what I don't accept is that, this is something that's fine in this situation for these girls to have to put up with. And that was sort of my driving thing behind writing the article, is when we sort of debriefed about the experience and talked about it, we talked about the fact that actually, why should our young people have to put up with this? Why is it their job to develop a thick skin, you know, at 13 years old, to have to hear these comments? While, yes, it's sort of hopefully only the, 1% of people who are making these comments,
right,
it shouldn't
be 1%. If it's 40, and obviously there were some Kiwis in amongst them as well doing this sort of stuff, there are something like 25,000 Lions fans here, so we can't take them all with that. But I agree with you. The girls shouldn't have had to put up with this. It's disgusting. How did you explain this away to the girls, some of them as young as 13?
Yeah. Even this is sort of a bit of an unfortunate truth, that I don't think that there were any girls in this group who had never heard a comment like this before. So this is something that, as young people, like, they were here walking down the street. It's just, this was one example of where they heard it again and again and again in a very sort of explicit nature. So we had a discussion around, them kind of having to hear these comments and that it's just sort of not okay. And we sort of came to the conclusion that the only way we can change this sort of thing is to make people think twice about it and to hopefully make other people think twice about it. You know, if you're standing next to somebody hearing that sort of comment, to feel brave and empowered enough to turn around and be like, hey, that's not cool. Like, these are kids.
No, and I understand. I mean, some of them haven't got a brain. They'll never understand, you know, what how it's like. But anyway, so the other thing is your concert has been cancelled for this Saturday's test, has it?
Yeah, so we received an email today just saying that due to health and safety reasons, the girls would not be allowed to perform this weekend.
Right or wrong call, in your view?
It's a hard call because I, you know, I'm all for protecting the girls and making sure that they're health and safety is considered in all sort of events, but I think that it's sort of disgusting that the biggest risk to these girls is not the fact that they're standing in a handstand 4 metres in the air, is that they have to put up with comments from passerby. So sort of stating health and safety reasons, you know, it's all fine and well, and that's great to keep them safe, but for me it's just kind of a bigger issue with the fact that this is a danger for these young people.
Right, and they were dirty, filthy comments, and they shouldn't have to have that. Carleen, thank you for coming on the program.
Appreciate no worries,
it. That
thank
is Carleen Newell, DeJesus, co-artistic director of Hijinks. It is now 4:17.